Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
Do you know that Morris dances on the green. It's just a bit of fun to pass the days. But there is magic in their dance. The season's blessed and not by chance. And I raise my glass. That the truth is held within a tale, and Arthur sleeps now, ready to return.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid, where we talk about experiences living as modern pagans. And this episode is going to be very close to that, talking about how we incorporate paganism and spirituality and druidry practices in our mundane lives. I'm Margot.
And I'm Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So yeah, this was a listener request, and it was basically, how do you balance your magical and mundane lives? I work too much, have children, and have a muggle husband, and I'm trying to find the magic in life and finding a healthy balance while trying to do it all. It's a struggle. It's not easy. It's not easy for anyone to do this, but it's the little things. The little things that get you through.
I think it has to do with, what are your expectations?
Yes.
When somebody says, how do you live a magical life? You know, some people, their expectation might be, oh, I'm going to meditate for an hour every day, and I'm going to do this kind of magical work. And they think they have to spend 2 or 3 hours a day, when simply sitting down, drinking a cup of tea and breathing can be a completely magical thing. I think it's what your expectations are.
Yeah. For me, it's little things. So in the morning, I have a lot of little rituals. So I get up and I make my coffee, and I make my coffee the same way every day. And that is my little, it's a ritual to me. I make it with the same ingredients. I stir it the same way 3 times clockwise in my little AeroPress. And that doesn't seem like a big thing or in any way magical, but my little make me not kill other people juice, it's very magical to me. And it's the intention behind it. It's how I go about it and why I go about it.
And I think sort of viewing some of your daily mundane tasks or movements, if you can incorporate also a sense of wonder into that as well as bringing magic into it. I mean, the idea that not only did somebody figure out that this magical bean tastes amazing, you have to roast it and you have to grind it and your water has to be at the exact temperature, and somebody figured this out.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing.
You know the story behind that coffee, right? That a monk in the mountains was watching goats, and the goats would eat the beans and then get really hyper. And he was like, well, I'm going to fuck some of that. And yeah, they figured it out from there, but it was goats who discovered coffee.
Is that how that goes? I have no idea. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, it's very interesting because we were just before we started recording talking about how I perpetually have my running commentary in my head coming out of my mouth. I do. I've talked to myself incessantly since I could talk. But as Gwen was saying here, yeah, it's because I took care of children for so long. You know, because I am somebody who has a running commentary, usually coming out of my mouth, even when I'm alone, okay, I got to do this. I tend to, for me, all right, goddess, I got to get this done. Just give me a little help here. Keep me on task. I tend to talk to the god and the goddess or my relatives or my spirit, whoever guide animal, all day long, most days. That's just me. It's probably why I have such a large spirit family, because they're like, I had enough of her. Your turn. No, not necessarily all day long, but you know what I mean. I do that. But or even if you've got to walk your child to the bus, pay attention. Oh my goodness, this time of year. Oh my goodness, isn't that just the yellowest leaf? Oh, there's some bees. Oh, look at that over there. What are those insects doing? Even little things like that, pay attention. A lot of times people are not paying attention. Little itty bitty things.
And that makes it a magical walk for your child and initiates them into a sense. Mm-hmm. They already bring the wonder to the world, but if you can kind of direct sometimes their attention. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you're walking them to there and you're noticing these things, you can also notice what they notice.
Because children notice everything.
And to see the world through their eyes is a magical experience, yes, all on its own.
Absolutely. And being with your pets, talk to your plant when you water it. Now, maybe you like something a bit more formal, even say when you get home from work. We were talking about candle magic last episode. Maybe you have a nice candle in your house. Just light that candle.
A very traditional, people would light candles at the dinner table. And it made that dinner time special. And we all have really fractured lives and people are going in different work hours and all those sorts of things. But if you're lucky enough or determined enough to carve that time out to eat as a family, one meal, the slight ritual, adding that ritual of lighting a candle at the table makes that, ritualizes that sharing of supper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you get up, you know, you get up and you've just flung your feet over to the side of the bed and you're about to stand up. A little prayer, you know, Lord and Lady or spirit guide or whoever you might want it to be, you know, help me through my day, help me to solve problems easily, help me to be cheerful, help me to notice that which is around me. That takes approximately 4.5 seconds. You've said your little prayer for the day and then you're up and you're off to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And thinking in terms of that too, like showering, preparing you for the day, either whether you're preparing for your day or showering off at the end of the day. I know we want to do a whole episode on ritual bath, but the idea of, you know, cleansing off that which does not serve you, releasing anything that might be clinging to you that might prevent you from fully relaxing at the end of your day.
And here's the other thing, and this is me. Don't be afraid to have things in your bath that nobody else is allowed to use but you. Kids aren't allowed to use it. Your spouse isn't allowed to use it. Your roommates aren't allowed to use it. Oh, you know, usually if you've got a family, you got a couple of kids, everybody, there's a bar of soap and everybody just use it. No, I will have a little bottle of unscented something that I will put whatever essential oil, you know, I have lavender for evening or something. In the morning, I liked orange, and that little bit of even just using that smell can be very triggering in a good way, like, oh, what a fresh, wonderful smell. My day's going to be great. What a great smell, even when you're bathing. So don't all, you know, oh, you know, I want to use mommy's things. No, you can't have that. Sorry, that's mine. And don't be afraid to do that.
No.
I've got to say there are things like, you know, don't be afraid. That's mine for the morning. Don't touch that. You know, I also find keeping, even if it's just a little bit of a jar with some salt in it, especially at the end of the day, you had a really hard day. Little bit of salt in your hands to just.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You know, remove whatever might be clinging to you, or a special, whatever essential oil is really great for negating or relaxing or removing negativity. Do a little research. Find one that suits yourself.
Right. There was a TikTok this week I'd seen. It was posted. Witches call it magic. Christians call it prayer. Scientists call it quantum physics. No one's arguing that it exists. We're only arguing what it's called.
Yeah.
And the idea is
just
that
go with it.
Yeah, it's around you all the time. And what you do with it is up to you. And of course, yeah, if you're running your kids across town from hockey games to soccer games to gymnastics and working 50 hours a week, it's not easy. This isn't easy for anyone. I kind of wish we were all hippies that could live in a commune and just do pagan witchy crap all day. But the reality is we can't.
Yep.
You just got to take the little moments that you can and connect when you can.
When you're running your kids everywhere, sing in the car.
Yeah.
Especially when they're little, teach them little pagan songs.
Yeah, and the great thing is that you're the driver and you get to control the radio and they don't get to argue with you.
That's right. Get out your, I guess it's not get out your CD and put it in the car anymore. Have your,
I expect
have
to your 8-track.
Cassette. Listen, the CD player is broken in my car and it's awful because I always listen to
people
CDs.
People don't use CDs anymore.
I do. Because I have almost no data, so I cannot hook my phone up in the car.
It's called MP3s.
I don't even know how I would do that. So anyway, but no, singing in the car. Most people do have lots of data, and they have their witchy playlist. Well, their kids can put, you know, in their headphones and ignore you. Put your witchy playlist on in the car and
sing along.
Well,
it's funny you say that, because at Samhain, we're recording before Samhain, I was trying to listen to Halloween playlist, and they were terrible. So I created us a Three Witches and a Druid Samhain playlist.
Yay. Monster Mash.
Yes, Monster Mash was on it. But like Halloween-y type stuff. I was running into playlists that had like The Weeknd in it, like his light song. It's like, that's not Halloween. That's just pop.
Yeah. Make your own playlist. Sing in the car.
Yep, that's a good idea.
And get your kids. And, you know, I know little kids will sing along to anything. So teach them some funky little chants, you know. Get the kids singing. And if they don't want to, well, they don't have to participate. Put your headphones in and don't bother the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's little things.
I mean, even like for myself, who never had kids and live on my own, I still find it difficult to find the time to incorporate. It's not just about your kids keeping you busy, your spouse keeping you busy. You know, life keeps you busy.
Exactly.
And so when I think about how difficult I can find it sometimes to take the time to be magical and notice my magical life, because it is pretty spectacular when I really stop to and fully embrace it. I am so blessed that I get overwhelmed thinking about how difficult that would be to try and accomplish with children and that much laundry and that much chores. But basically that's why I didn't have any, because I knew that would just be beyond my capability. So
it can be, but even again, when I say take that 4 seconds and say a little prayer in the morning, when your head lays down on the pillow, take 10 seconds to say a little prayer. Thank you for my day.
It's a good time for a gratitude prayer.
It is. Thank you for my day. You know, what went wrong today is not going to be there tomorrow. Be with me. Give me happy dreams and peaceful rest. One thing that I love about being a pagan is that you can do it reverently, but you don't have to be abashed to ask straight out for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a begging sort of deal going on, you know.
There's no key bargaining.
There's no, it's like, thank you for my day. This and this wasn't grand, but that's not going to be there tomorrow. And really, can you help me have a great day tomorrow? I really would like a great day tomorrow. kind of idea. Don't be afraid to state it straight. Say thank you and all of that. Be grateful for it, but don't be afraid to say it straight out. Or give me a sign. And sometimes, and there are some people who have in there, well, they know if they see, I don't know, a feather laying on the ground, they know for sure their grandfather's visiting or something. If you can make little things that you know will be signs to you, you've asked for, send me a sign up, or maybe I could see a purple flower or something to give me a sign, like set up little, oh, what's the word, little sort of definite things over time. You know what I mean? Like if I see a feather, I know, oh, I see. To me, that means something specific. You know what I mean? Or if I've got a question here, you say, you know, if it's a yay, could I maybe have a sign like this? If it's a no, send me a sign like this. Little things like that can really help. Now, it is great if you can, even if it's just once a month on a full moon, take an hour to yourself or a half hour, maybe do a little ritual. But, you know, if you know you want to do that every month on the full moon, you can make arrangements. You can say to your kids, your spouse, your whoever, your roommate, whoever it might be, say, you know what? In 2.5 weeks on this night, I'm not available. And don't be afraid to do that either. You're not being selfish. You will feel better and you will be a better person for your family and for your friends and your coworker if you make sure you take time out for that. And, you know, people say, oh, self-care, self-care, self. There's a million websites. There's classes, there's courses, there's books on how to, you know, you need a little bit of self-care. Well, guess what? I'm real busy, but on that night, I don't care what's happening. I'm not available at this time. This is my time. Don't be afraid to do that either. I guess that's pagan self-care.
I remember taking a course, at least 5-6 years ago, with Dr. Cindy Brannon, and she has something that she calls Witch's Hour of Power, and that's poetic. It doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be any one specific thing, but it's a commitment to yourself that you're going to do one witchy, quotation marks, thing every day. And for her, some of the suggestions she threw out was read an article online. That might take you 5 minutes. Maybe you listen to a podcast once a week. Maybe you go to yoga one time. But if you're right there in the moment, that can be a magical experience in and of itself. So think about different things and different ways that you can bring your spirituality into your life. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. Maybe reading's easy. You have access to lots of materials. Maybe you live right next to a beautiful park and you walk your dog every night. And so maybe you can incorporate something like that very easily into some sort of nature observance every day into your life. There's so many different ways of recognizing the magical. And then there's straight up spell work and there's straight up observances of the moon and the passages of the celestial bodies. We have access, many of us, on our cell phones to free apps that either are astronomical or astrological that can orient us with what's going on in the heavens above us, as well as many other. There's possibly you have an app on your phone so that on a break at work, you hit that app and it does a divination for you. There are ways that you can incorporate maybe little things that you're already doing and make them magical.
If you don't have one, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens online, even just a little set of oracle cards or a little daily affirmation card you can get. I have this marvelous one. It's just a little one. It's called Flower Petals. And it's just a little bit of encouragement for the day. You're coming out. You've just dried off, you know, from your shower. It's first thing in the morning. You know, pull one. It takes less than a minute. Take a quick picture with your phone. Maybe you're sitting down at work eating your lunch. Maybe look at it for a minute.
Yeah.
You've got the picture on your phone. And I do find that sometimes when you don't have any time for anything, even just pull an oracle card quick in the morning. You can do it. It's something that the kids can even use. Do it together at breakfast, you know, kind of idea. Oh, you want to pull a card for the day? What's something you should be thinking about today? Especially the little flower petal ones are adorable. Just little small ones. Oh, you know, you are a special person. Or, you know, this little advice from the flower garden. It's there's all kinds of little things. Get one that's kid friendly. You can get one with unicorns or mermaids or teddy bears. There's anything. And you could even include it with your kids in the morning. And maybe even that's a conversation that could happen maybe right before bed with their story. Oh, remember your card this morning? Did anything like that happen today? What made you think about that? So you're being magical. Your kids are being magical. Little things. There's all sorts of little things. Now, it'd be great if we could all meditate 3 hours a day and take 2 walks.
Yeah,
yeah. I do say since my dog has been gone, I miss that walk with the dog big time.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the walk with the dog because I have my route and we'd walk through the field. And in good weather, when we'd walk through the baseball field on the way home, often took off my shoes and walked barefoot in the grass. I miss that. Great if you've got a dog.
Yeah, little things like that.
Mm-hmm. It can be done. You're still a great witch, druid, heathen, pagan, whatever you are, if you just do little itty bitty things. Because it's all what's in your heart. It's all what's in your intention. You don't have to be doing giant ceremonial magic 7 times, you know, a month. It's okay. The goddess understands. As Margot likes to say. Well, I hope that was helpful. And if any of you have any questions or comments, you know, constructive, you know, even constructive criticism, that's cool too. Or anyone has any requests for a show that you'd like for us to talk about, certainly get a hold of us on our Facebook page.
Welcome, dear listeners, to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, Season 4. We're filled with gratitude for your continuous support and positive energy. Your enthusiasm has fueled our mystical endeavors, and it has been a wonderful journey. Be sure to join us for more adventures with our Patreon, where you can directly support Three Witches and a Druid. Your contributions will help us to continue to create high-quality content, bring in fascinating guests, and explore even more magical topics. To our current Patreon supporters, we send out a heartfelt thank you. Your faith in our mission is truly appreciated. And today, we shout out Sierra, Star, Gary, Sybil, Catherine, Nicole, Tomlin, Samantha, Chris, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. And to those who are considering joining our Patreon family, we invite you to take that next step and become a part of our mystical circle. By subscribing to our Patreon, you'll gain access to exclusive bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes content, and a closer connection with us in our magical community. It's more than just support. It's a way to deepen your own spiritual journey and enhance your magical practice. So whether you've been with us from the very beginning or you're just joining us in this magical realm, we welcome you to our Patreon and look forward to sharing more mystical experiences together. As we celebrate these 4 enchanting years and take this exciting next step into the future, we say thank you, dear listeners. Your presence has truly made this podcast a sacred space for learning, growing, and connecting with the universe. And we thank you for being a part of this enchanting community.
And until next time, everyone, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.